From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He is Rob Center on the other side of the glass. He's why it all works, podcasting the actual interviews themselves and all the work that put us on the radio. So we appreciate that. With that, we welcome back to the studios Jeffrey Wojciechowski. He is a code enforcement officer in Sunbury. He's the supervisor of the seven people in the building?
Yes, sir.
Seven people in the code enforcement office in Sunbury making sure that properties get inspected and notices go out and all the proper letters and timing associated with some of this. Somebody has to have a good calendar to keep this going. U.S. Army veteran, too, right?
Yes, sir.
I heard that. So, see, you think I'm not paying attention to what you say here. So, yeah, it's just so just a big part of the solution around here. So, all right. Well, Jeffrey, we want a big update. Last year, we talked about quality of life inspections, and at the time there was an idea that there would be commercial or business inspections coming up. Now that has all come into fruition, commercial building inspections. Let's start there. What's the status of that?
Commercial building inspections in the city of Sunbury, it's brand new to the city, and it'll be starting mid-April, third week of April. The inspections are going to be done to make sure that everybody that comes into the city of Sunbury, every person that lives in the city that frequents these commercial buildings is safe when they walk in and when they walk out.
All right, but you will inspect my private commercial building after you pry the keys from my cold, dead hands. You usually get a little pushback when you're going to mandatorily inspect anybody's property, but a business property in particular. This has gone through. Council's approved it. We know it's a lifesaver. Tell us about that.
We've heard the pushback. There's been pushback, but the pushback is from a small number. The majority of Sunbury citizens, they ask for change, and they ask the five city councilmen to give us change, and here's the change. The change is that the commercial inspections, they're going to happen. I said even with the pushback, they're still going to happen. We want to hold the line. Somewhere. We had to stop it and hold the line on these buildings, the ones that are getting deteriorated, dilapidated. I said, I don't want to pass down to my children and grandchildren a city with no buildings. We don't want that. So somewhere we had to stop it, and we're going to inspect them. We're not going to ask these commercial property owners to reinvent their buildings. They don't have to do that. If their last certificate of occupancy was in 1980, they're going to live up to the standards of 1980. They're not going to have to install sprinklers. Now, if buildings are new builds or redone, totally redone, they will have to live up to today's standards, today's UCC standards. They will have to live up to that. But the existing buildings, the ones that have been here for 100 years, we're not going to inspect them and say that they have to totally redo them. They just have to make sure that everybody that goes in and everybody that comes out safe. We have a list. We've given it to all the owners. They know what they have to do. We're going to inspect them, and then we're going to follow up with them. We're going to do a follow-up inspection to make sure they've done the work.
All right, so this would be like the rental inspections. You tell the rental, the landlord, what needs to be, what you're going to be looking for and sort of what the standard is. You tell them when you're coming, so they're not, this isn't surprise pop-ins. And really, I think this is all about probably safety and sanitation. Don't comment on this, but I do recall being in the Dollar General when there were rumors that either sewage was leaking or the structure wasn't safe, these kind of things. Don't comment on that. But this is safety and sanitation, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's what you're looking for. City Council agrees, and this starts soon in Sunbury.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is going to be, what's the benchmark that you bring things up to? I know this, you told me before what it is. What is the standard to which commercial buildings have to rise?
We have inspectors. It's Northeast Inspection Company. They're out of Childs, Pennsylvania. They're our third-party inspectors, and they use the ICMP, International Building Codes. They use that to bring everything up to code. That's where we follow UCC and ICC codes.
All right, and you use an outside inspector, so you have no bias, I guess, would be part of it, but also sort of an objective standard, and they'll enforce that.
They have more certifications than I do. They're certified. That's why the city went and they contracted out to the third party. They're certified in everything, electrical, bill, every code that there is. They're versed in, and I'm not.
What's the cost to a building or business owner?
The business there at today, the inspection is $200 for the initial inspection. A follow-up inspection is free. And then there are fees if there's more inspections needed, but $200. I mean, it's for every 3 years. Right now, I said this is just set up, and I said, will City Council make changes to this policy? I don't know. I'm not sure. They may, but today for a 3-year inspection, it's about $5 a month to have your building inspected to know that everybody's safe. And I think to me, $5 to know that people are safe in my building. It is what it is, pennies.
That would be worth it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Next up, things we really got to cover this. You have an e-cycling day coming up. Now, this is for Sunbury residents?
This is for everybody in the world. I hope the last 3 times we've done this, we've filled tractor trailers full of electronics. It's everything that's electronic other than televisions. They won't take televisions, and they don't take Freon-based items. Now, I will have a guy on standby with a trailer there for, there's people that bring things that they're not supposed to with the Freon. I have a guy that takes that and he'll take it to the recycling place himself. But the things that they take, cell phones, computers, laptops, smartphones, they take all those things, they wipe them clean, they repurpose if they can, and if they can't, they tear apart and they recycle.
And you're not taking...
We do not take we don't take televisions, washers, dryers, microwaves, and I said Freon, such as air conditioners. But like I said, if those things are brought to our event by accident, I will have a guy there that will get rid of those things for them at no cost to them. Now, this program is totally by donation only. If somebody comes and they don't have any money, it's okay. I said, we'll take the items, we'll recycle them. But if they give a donation to us, now we've given to Haven Ministries, we've given to we've given to many good organizations throughout the city of Sunbury. This one, my boss, John Barnhart, City Councilman John Barnhart, he asked, and we talked about the recent fire up on Miller Street. There was 4 homes lost. He asked about the donations going to them. I love the idea. I think it's great.
Okay, so that's the April 8th e-cycling day. And where are you going to be?
That is at the James Eyster Skating Rink from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday the 8th.
All right. We'll put some more information about this online. But April 8th, right around the corner, and it is going to be a great day, going to be a good Saturday. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, e-cycling, electronic cycling. We'll put this poster up on WKOK.com and on our Facebook page so folks can get a look at that. Well, you are doing something I wish Northumberland would have done about 20 years ago when we moved into our house, giving away tree saplings. Just tell me a little bit about this.
The Shade Tree, the Trade Tree Committee in Sunbury, they, on the 15th of April at City Hall on at 225 Market, will be distributing 800 tree saplings. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to pass out the 800 tree saplings, and all the people have to do is come register that day at the event and tell us where they're going to put the tree, the address, and what the Shade Tree Commission is going to do is they're going to follow up on those trees 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to see what kind of impact it's making on the city of Sunbury. We want to make Sunbury beautiful, and I think this is a great idea. I love this. A couple years ago, they gave out 200 tree saplings, and it lasted about 15 minutes. They were gone. So this here, I expected to go really quickly, but I said, part of the redo of Sunbury, I said, I think this is going to be a great thing. And I said, it'll help people with cost and plus beautifying their properties.
All right. Eastern Redbud. Folks should be familiar with those. We already have some of those in the Front Street Park in Sunbury. And also the River Birch. Folks will be familiar with that. But also American Beech, Red Cedar, Black Locust, Basswood, or Linden, it's called, Tulip Poplar, Pawpaw, and so on. I mean, just a wide range of unusual trees. So some of these you're going to want to look up. It's the first time we planted a hawthorn tree in our backyard. I thought, oh my gosh, what the heck is that? Look it up. But, all right, so that is coming up on April 15th. Again, for city residents, correct? That you want to focus on city residents?
I mean, I'd like them to stay in the city of Sunbury, but they didn't say the citizens of the city of Sunbury. They didn't say that. But I'm hoping a majority of them stay local. And that's it. I want to beautify Sunbury.
All right, we got to cover a lot in a short amount of time here. Redevelopment Authority auction coming up at 460 Arch Street. Folks would remember that as the former Peters, sort of the, one of their sales area. I bought a refrigerator there only two short decades ago, I think, maybe three. But in any event, at 5th and near 5th and Arch Streets, that particular building is going to be auctioned off. Has to be demolished.
It's a demo building, yes, sir.
Okay, and then another one, half a double up at 1122 Chestnut Street. Now, folks, I don't have to tell folks about the Redevelopment Authority auctions. You work with the code office, and this is Sunbury's making headlines statewide and maybe nationwide because you're doing this so successfully.
Yes.
You know, getting these places fixed up. Okay, so that's an auction coming up on April 29th. Is both auctions on the same day?
Yes, sir. Okay. 8 and 9 o'clock.
All right. Now, one more thing we got to talk about before we're done here. We only have a minute, but when we last spoke, you were starting quality of life inspections, walking through the town, not into the homes, but walking all over, inspecting. What'd you find?
Since our last inspections, we and we're planning on doing another one this summer, but since our last inspections, we have... There's been 139 roofs done in the city of Sunbury. We identify, we see what we see, we talk to the owners. 139 roofs, 53 sidewalks within the city of Sunbury. That's an amazing number. I mean, Sunbury, heck, Vine Street in Sunbury, the one block, the entire block is done. It looks amazing. The owners bought into what we were talking about, and they did it. And there's the sidewalks, the buildings, they're beautifying them. Hey, before we go, Mark, do you mind if I say, I want to say it to my staff. I've got Mike, Sam, Darv, Joe, Jennifer, and Robin. That staff I have... I would put them up against any six people in any business, any facet, anywhere. They're amazing. I said they are the backbone of the code office, and I love those guys. I had to say it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I know Mike. He's a firefighter, fire chief. He's a good egg, so we know. I know about him. I don't know that I know the rest, but certainly I think, well, you're out saving lives, and you can now confirm you're saving lives. You just had an inspection. You did at one house. I don't know who replaced the battery. Probably Mike did it himself, but that's another topic. And then next thing you know, it's going off. A couple of days later, you're saving lives with carbon monoxide detection.
On a Saturday morning, a few months back, we had a call from the fire. I had a call from the fire chief that there was a CO2 leak, and I went. And the six people, the residents, were all sitting on the sidewalk, sitting around the outside of the house. One of the ladies said to me, "Sir, one of your guys from my office just inspected this place 4 days ago." And I said, "Well, what did he find?" She said, "Well, we had no batteries in any of our smoke detectors or our CO2 protector." He went, Mike Rhodes, went and got the batteries, changed all their batteries, put them in. And 4 days later, they needed them. It woke up all the families in that dwelling and got them out safe. I said, so that's one of the reasons that I would mirror our program, our rental, my staff, against any business.
Life-saving.
In any facet.
And I see your Phillies lanyard. So far, 0-1, but...
Hey. I was at the game where Hoskins got hurt the other day. I was down in Florida.
Oh,
my family
and
I, we were sitting out in center field when he went down.
Joe, Jeffrey, we got to talk.
Bad day.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm a Cubs fan, so long suffering is our name. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you so much for coming in. Jeff Wojciechowski, Code Enforcement Supervisor in Sunbury. You can get all the information at City Hall. Just call City Hall, and they'll tell you all about these important things coming up.